Back here on the Mighty 690 at 9:17, and it is time for our chat with Keith Beaumont, who joins us on the line here this morning. So let's go ahead and head on over to the phones. Good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, James?
Doing well. So I know you guys are hard at work setting up for an auction right now, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have an auction coming up tomorrow. I was going to talk a little bit about that since that's going to be tomorrow morning. This is going to be tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and this is in Longton, Longton, Kansas. It's just right downtown on the main street, which is Kansas Street. It's real super easy to find. You just go to the gas station and then you will head back south and you'll run into a big red barn and you'll see us all set up around that. So this is going to be a new thing that we're doing there. This is a consignment auction. Definitely check it out. It's the first one that they've done. And if you want to see some more pictures and kind of get an idea of what's going on there, go to their Facebook and just put in the Red Barn in Longton, and you should be able to pull it up. And then in there, there's a sell bill. There's lots of pictures and stuff. They've got some really neat stuff that's going to be in this auction, some kind of cool antique-y stuff to neon lights. They got a saddle, a really cool horse blanket. We've got even one of those two-wheel pull-behind-your-truck round bell movers, hydraulic. That'll be in there. Also a rototiller for your garden. There's a really just an array of different things. There's a little deep freezer that's in it. There's a lot of different items, a lot more that's been added since we made the sell bill and all that. Definitely check that out because there's a lot of cool stuff. And like I said, get on their Facebook to check that out, the Red Barn. They're in Longton, Kansas on Facebook, and you'll be able to see more pictures and get a little bit more details on that. So, but yeah, check that out. Again, that's tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's, like I said, it's a consignment sale, so there's several different people that's put things together in order to make this auction happen. So anyways, I think it's going to be a really neat deal. And it looks like, James, we're going to have a super nice day for it. It's weather's supposed to cooperate. And boy, even this morning's really nice. So it'll be a good day to get out and do something and have an auction for sure.
Hey, that is great, and it sounds like a kind of cool opportunity over there with the Red Barn, like you had mentioned here, I think, last week or a couple weeks ago. That just sounds like a neat idea and kind of exciting that's kind of getting off the ground.
Absolutely, yes. And we've got some other stuff that's coming up, too. We've another auction we've been working on getting put together up north of El Dorado, this is. This is an auction that has got lots of scrap metal type of stuff. And I just want to mention it because we've got it scheduled for the 18th and people can kind of start getting that in their calendar. Maybe you might want to sell bill for that as well. And you can get on our website and look at that at sungrouprealestate.com and get more details there. But we've got a lot of different things. We've got a tractor. It's a case. It's a propane tractor. We've got a Honda four-wheeler. We've got a Hustler riding lawn mower. There's a Swather, an older model, round beller. Other than that, there's a lot of cow stuff, cow equipment. We've even got a nice saddle stand, a couple of those actually. A really cool horse-drawn buggy carriage. It's a wooden one. I mean, of course, old one. I mean, this thing's, it's really neat. It's all put together, too. I mean, it's all there. It's in a really great condition. It's a super neat one. So if you're into that, that would be a cool little piece for somebody. Guys, we got a lot of trailers that's going to be there. And I think horse tools and those kind of garage things. Also, I would like to mention, though, on this one, there's a lot of metal. And now some of this stuff, there's a lot of scrap stuff. So if anyone's into scrapping, you probably want to check out this stuff because we're going to have a lot of that stuff that just needs to be hauled to the scrapyard. But also at the same time, we've got a lot of good metal. I'm talking good I-beams, channel iron. There's some nice rafters made for a building that's already pre-made and all that. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff. We got a lot of pipe, 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch, I think clear up to like 8-inch pipe. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff there. Again, that's one that's there's just too much to mention in that one. There is just lots and lots and lots of that kind of stuff there. So, you know, if this interests you at all, and if you want to sell Bill, you know, you can feel free to stop by our office there in Fredonia and pick one up. We're just right downtown on the square there, so feel free to come by there and grab one. Or if you just want to give me a call, sometimes I'm in and out of there, so if you want to give me a call, I can send one to you. You may see them around. We've been hanging them up everywhere, so you may run into them somewhere. But and like I said, always get on our website, sungrouprealestate.com, and check that out. Also, I have a Facebook that I get a lot of pictures on. It's Keith Beaumont, realtor/auctioneer-sungroup. That's a little long, but I'm sure if you start typing it in, it'll pull up. There's a lot of stuff on there, and you can kind of keep up with everything that we do from the website and even my site, too, but especially our website. Keep in tune with that, and that'll lead you into all the other listings and stuff that we have, from residential stuff to our farm and ranch stuff that we do, and all of our upcoming auctions, from our real estate auctions to our personal property auctions. We're going to have an 80-acre auction that we're doing here coming up soon. So if you get on there, you'll see that. And that one's going to be one that's going to be done live, but also online too. So it's going to be a hybrid auction. You can bid that way. So check that out. We've also got a new listing we got, an 80-acre piece here in Elk County. You can check that out on there too. So again, to keep up with everything that's going on and what we've got, just get on the website, kind of navigate around there, and it's real easy to follow. You can go to the top and go into residential, land, auctions, all that stuff. So it's real easy to navigate around. But if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you, whether if it's about this upcoming sale, one of these upcoming sales that we have, or if you have questions about maybe doing an auction yourself or getting some land listed. Maybe you don't want to, maybe your land is not auction type, or maybe you don't want to auction it off. But if you just have questions even about a traditional listing or something, if you have questions in any of that stuff and you just don't know where to start, you know, feel free to give me a call. That's what we do. And I'd be happy to talk to you. It doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost anything either to talk. So if you have any questions about auction stuff or real estate related stuff, you know, feel free to reach out to me. The best way to get a hold of me is by my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131. And I'd be happy to visit with you.
All righty, Keith. Well, I'll let you get back to your work setting up that auction and everything, but sound like it's going to be a really good one, and I look forward to chatting again here next week and getting some more information from you. Really appreciate it, as always.
All